Listener Production.
Hi, it's Andrew Shaw with you. The border northeast hasn't been left untouched by rising inflation and rate hikes. Albury Business Connect's Glenn Robinson says people are sacrificing the luxuries and saving cash for the necessities after a sharp decline in uptake of the Buy Local gift card campaign.
That went from 648 cards down to 210, with roughly $10,000 less spent on cards. So what we're actually seeing here is people are they're still spending, but what they're spending it on needs to have more value within the home.
The cold snap has well and truly rolled into the northeast, with rain overnight and temperatures dropping significantly. At Mount Hotham, it's expected to reach just 2 degrees today, snowfall a real possibility into tomorrow. For the rest of the northeast, summery conditions should return next week. A promise to cut V-Line fares is in doubt, according to Victoria's opposition. The Andrews government has said it wants to bring V-Line fares into line with metro prices, but there's been a big cost blowout and the proposal may not be viable. Shadow Public Transport Minister Richard Reardon says country Victorians deserve much better.
Those having to get to the airport, get to Melbourne for business, sporting and cultural events regularly are finding themselves up to 2 hours longer on the road than what they planned because of congestion and breakdowns and chaos. Public transport needs to be affordable and reliable.
It follows a tumultuous time for the Albury line, with Velocity trains taken off the line briefly late last year. And the March Peaks Challenge bike rides at Falls Creek has been called off. Repairs to the Bogong High Plains Road will take longer than expected, meaning access to the starting point will be limited. To sport now, more water polo action this weekend following last week's New South Wales Water Polo Open Country Club Championships. Fresh off their tournament win, the Poole Pirates women's side will go head-to-head with Albury Tigers, while the Sharks and Wodonga will also face off. And in the men's league, the Stingrays will play the Tigers, and Sharks in development will also fight for a win. It rounds out round 11 as finals loom.